in the limelight.
Finance ministers from the Group of Seven were expected to lead a global teleconference in the coming days to discuss their response to the economic threat posed by the coronavirus. The ministers were expected to be joined by their central bank governors. That could be the prelude to concerted action that might include a global series of interest rate cuts. Recently, in a statement, European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde said the outbreak is a fast-developing situation, which creates risks for economic outlook and the functioning of financial markets. That echoes communications by the U.S. Federal Reserve on Friday, February 28, and the Bank of Japan and Bank of England on Monday, March 2. Here we present you an article concerning this issue written by Paul Gordon, under the heading, ECB joins central banks, pledging coronavirus action if needed. The article has appeared on the front page of the Bloomberg.com. Please stay tuned to hear more about this issue. European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde belatedly joined the crowd of leading central bankers pledging to take action if needed against the economic damage from the coronavirus outbreak. Recently, in a statement, Lagarde said the outbreak is a fast-developing situation which creates risks for the economic outlook and the functioning of financial markets. That echoes communications by the U.S. Federal Reserve on Friday, February 28, and the Bank of Japan and Bank of England on Monday, March 2. Lagarde said, "The ECB is closely monitoring developments and their implications for the economy, medium-term inflation, and the transmission of our monetary policy. We stand ready to take appropriate and targeted measures as necessary and commensurate with the underlying risks." Lagarde's remarks, little more than a week before the next policy meeting, reflect mounting concern that the coronavirus will further undercut the euro area economy, which is already in a manufacturing recession and facing risks of trade tensions emanating from the US and UK. People familiar with the matter said finance ministers from the Group of Seven were expected to lead a global teleconference in the coming days to discuss their response to the economic threat posed by the coronavirus. On condition of anonymity to discuss the plans, the people said the ministers were expected to be joined by their central bank governors. That could be the prelude to concerted action that might include a global series of interest rate cuts. Australia's central bank reduced the cash rate on Tuesday, March 3rd, by a quarter percentage point to 0.5%, a new record low. According to Reuters, this was the fourth reduction by the Reserve Bank of Australia, or RBA, in less than a year, bringing the cash rate to 0.5% amid mounting evidence momentum in $2 trillion, or about $1.30 trillion economy has stalled. In a short post-meeting statement, Governor Philip Lowe said the coronavirus epidemic was having a significant heat on Australia's economy and that is difficult to predict how large and long-lasting the effects will be. The board will continue to monitor developments closely and assess the implications of the coronavirus for the economy. Lowe added the board is prepared to ease monetary policy further to support the Australian economy. Only two economists polled by Reuters recently expected to RBA to cut rates, by market turmoil driven by growing pandemic fears, shifted expectations, promoting as many as 17 of the 40 polled to swing to predict an easing by Monday, March 9th. Investors were already speculating that ECB will probably lower its deposit rate to a record low -0.6% from the current -0.5% on March 12th, with another cut of the same magnitude to come by the end of the year. Yet the latest announcement coming after its peers also suggests doubts within the Frankfurt-based central bank that a rate cut is the best course of action. Vice President of the European Central Bank Luis de Guindos said recently that governments can offer a more fine-tuned response to the supply disruptions and demand shock that coronavirus brings. He said in London, "Fiscal policy is the correct answer," adding, "We should not get confused. When you have a problem, you can't always look at central banks." ECB policymakers had a rancorous split over the last rate reduction in September and the decision to resume quantitative easing. More than half a decade of negative rates and 2.6 trillion euros, or about $2.9 trillion of bond purchases, have failed to bring inflation to the goal of just under 2%. Banks are complaining that their profit margins are being dangerously squeezed, and residents are fed up with surging house prices and depressed returns on their savings. Lagarde and her colleagues have repeatedly warned that their ultra-loose policies have side effects. Yet, her calls for higher government spending have been largely met with resistance. The ECB may yet end up cutting again, or the reference to targeted measures may suggest alternative stimulus tools, such as more generous long-term bank loans, especially if it's forced to lower its forecast at this month's meeting. Krishna Guha, head of central bank strategy at Evercore ISI, said in a note, "We think ECB and the Bank of Canada will get bounced into joining a global shift, and the People's Bank of China will probably join too," adding, "But we see the ECB as the main drag on the feasibility, timeline, and aggression of any joint response."